Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everyone? This is PLR, and you are courtside with PLR. Happy Friday night special edition, 8:30 West Coast start time. Happy to have everyone here with me today. I appreciate you taking some time. You would think that with basketball season being over, with summer league being over, that we wouldn't have anything to talk about. Well, you are wrong, and I'm going to give you some information on some things that are happening. Like I said, you're courtside with PLR. This is PLR, and we are brought to you by the one, the only Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located on Alma School and Chandler Heights out in Chandler, Arizona. Get on down there and let them know the PLR sent you, and they will absolutely take care of you. 10% off any smoking item. Get your cigars 10% off just by saying PLR sent you. Listen, here's the deal. You can go in there, you can buy your cigars, you can jet home. That's not what I advise. I say you go in there, buy your cigars, go into the members lounge. Listen, in this members' lounge, there's 5 televisions. There's a humidor, which you can buy a locker, which backs up to the humidor. There's a refrigerator, a wine cooler, everything you could possibly need to make this your home away from home. Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located on Alma School in Chandler Heights. Like I said, let them know PLR sent you. They will, definitely will, take care of you. So, like I said, it's off season officially. The season has ended. The draft has ended. Summer league has ended. So we should be on downtime, right? Wrong. Today we had a bombshell hit. Happened a week ago, but the news is just getting out today. Kyrie Irving has asked for a trade. Now let me say this one more time. Maybe you missed the name. Kyrie Irving has asked for a trade from the Cleveland Cavaliers. He's given some teams that he'd like to go to: Minnesota, San Antonio, New York, or Miami. And I bet a lot of people are out there saying, you got to be crazy. Who wants to leave LeBron James? Who in their right mind doesn't want to go to the finals every single year, even though you don't win them all, but who doesn't want the chance to go to the finals again? The East is West. You have the best player in the NBA playing with you. Why would you want to leave? Well, as the old heads used to say, let me break this down for you, player. Let's go back. Let's go way back. Way back to 2014. Before LeBron officially made it known he wanted to go back to Cleveland. Now, let's remember a couple of things. LeBron James is the one player you don't say no to. If LeBron James calls you up right now, with the exception of the Golden State Warriors, and I believe they might make a way too, but with the exception of the Golden State Warriors, he is one person that can call your team, your GM up and say, or make it known, rather, because you can't do that, tampering, yada, yada, but make it known that he wants to play for your team. You will move anybody and everybody that you have to move to bring him on board. You will trade your star player to make sure LeBron James can come there. You will trade your coach to make sure you can get LeBron James if it's made known that your team is the team that he wants to go to. Hell, a few years ago, people were trading players, cutting players, moving players, doing everything possible just to have the opportunity to get below the salary cap, just so he would have the opportunity, you would have the possibility, just so he can possibly come to your team. With no guarantees. Teams were breaking their neck. So when his 10-year, his 4 years was up in Miami, he decided that he wanted to go back to Cleveland. There wasn't this long goodbye. It wasn't a last-minute thing. He made it known that he wanted to go back to Cleveland. Cleveland made that happen. Now, mind you, this was the summer that they had set for Kyrie Irving to move forward with the team. He was a lottery pick. He was the number one pick overall in the NBA. Yeah, we all know that Cleveland was still a lottery team at that point, though. They had drafted Anthony Bennett, who might just be the biggest bust in NBA history. We know that. But they were looking up in some ways. They were young. And David Griffin has taken over as GM of the team. David Griffin, for those of you that don't know, was the architect in putting Phoenix together with Steve Nash, that type of small ball. He had convinced or talked to or made it known to Kyrie Irving that that's the type of offense and that's the type of team they were trying to put together in Cleveland. Something that spun around what the point guard would do. He would be the dominant person, to kind of like what Steve Nash did in Phoenix. They hired a coach and David Blatt that was there to teach and mentor and do those things with the young players to get them there. They drafted Wiggins out of Kansas, a young player who they were going to grow with, so that way Kyrie was a point. They had their wing and Wiggins, and they were going to be set to go. But then LeBron came back. And we all know how the first year went. At first, Kyrie was a little upset because he went from thinking it would be his team. Now it's LeBron's team. Now the players that are there are not designed for the skill set of Kyrie. They're designed for the skill set of LeBron. Wiggins gone, traded to Minnesota to bring back in Kevin Love. Or not to bring back in, but bring in Kevin Love. Because Kevin Love is an established player. LeBron was not going to Cleveland to work with a bunch of rookies, to work under a rookie coach, and to do all that. Everything was going to be designed to play to LeBron's strengths. And there's nothing wrong with that. He had won two titles in Miami out of the four finals he had been in. At that time, he was the best player on the planet. So why would you not build your team around the best player? And it paid in dividends the first year. They went to the finals. But unfortunately for them, Kyrie hurt his knee. Kevin Love had his shoulder ripped out of place in the playoffs by Kelly Olynyk. And they came up short. But the next year, guess what? Not only did they win the title, but Kyrie had his coming out party to the rest of the world. In fact, it could be said that he played well enough to be the quote-unquote co-MVP of the finals with LeBron James. I mean, Kyrie was the one that hit the game-winning shot in Game 7. What's funny is to this day, everyone remembers the LeBron block, the pan against the backboard of the Iguodala layup, but it's the shot. That last second clutch, I shouldn't say last second, there was some time left, but that under 30 second clutch shot by 3-point off the dribble raised up by Kyrie Irving. So let's think about this a little bit more. So now we're in the last season. And Golden State is obviously the premier team in the NBA. Everyone is trying to get to Golden State, period. There's no other discussions, none others needed. They're trying to reach Golden State. Last year, Cleveland wasn't even in the same hemisphere as Golden State, and they proved the East as a whole conference wasn't really in the same hemisphere either. Cleveland went 12-1 in the East to make it to the finals. And the one game they lost, they just fell asleep against the Boston Celtics, who was missing their all-star team leader and Isaiah Thomas. So they were definitely the beast in the East, but listen, they couldn't even stay on the floor of Golden State. Couldn't even stay on the floor. In Game 4, they won that on their home court, but 22, 23 threes by them and an incredible shooting performance just to win that game. And at no point did anyone ever feel like Cleveland was going to completely run away, because even with 3 minutes left, their starters were still on the court just in case Golden State hit two, three threes in a row. So this season comes to an end, and LeBron is still being LeBron, being noncommittal to anything. Now, he has one more year on his contract left with Cleveland, which will take him to next summer, 2018. Kyrie is under contract for one more year till 2019 with the player option leading him through 2020. LeBron has yet to commit. Kyrie at this point is basically saying, I'm getting non-committals, and this is the way I look at it, and I don't blame him. I'm getting non-committals from LeBron on what he's going to do after next summer. When I signed my five-year extension, I signed it with the thought that this team was going to be built around me and the players that would be brought in here would play to my strengths. When LeBron comes to town, that changes everything. And, well, it should. He's the best player in the NBA, and he's proven seven finals in a row that he can get you to the finals, especially if there's the right mix of players around him. But those players play to his strength. If LeBron decides to leave after next summer, Kyrie Irving is stuck in Cleveland with a bunch of players that do not play to his strength. They do not play to up and down pace and move. They're slow, methodical, old players. I mean, just look at who Cleveland has signed so far this year. They signed Jose Calderon, and they signed Jeff Green. Two older players, but that's what they can afford with their salary cap issues. Those aren't players that play Kyrie Irving style of basketball. They're not. They're older. And now they're having meetings with Derrick Rose. What can Derrick Rose possibly do to help a Kyrie-led team if LeBron James leaves after this year? So they've signed an old point guard in Jose Calderon, and as much as we all know I love Derrick Rose from being with the Chicago Bulls, because I love the Chicago Bulls, it's not a secret, so I'm not going to pretend like it's one. Derrick Rose isn't the same Derrick Rose that was the MVP 6-7 years ago. And if he were that same MVP that he was 6-7 years ago, he definitely wouldn't be signing or possibly thinking of signing with Cleveland as a backup to Kyrie Irving. I'm going to say Derrick Rose thing in a little bit when I finish with this. So my point being, and I'm going to go back to this, that Kyrie Irving is being proactive about his career. There is absolutely nothing wrong with him asking to get out now. Listen, next summer, if LeBron James leaves next summer and decides that's not the best place for him to chase a ring, I'm sorry, for him to possibly win another ring, they're not going to trade Kyrie Irving. Cleveland is not going to go back to the bottom in one summer by losing two of their three best players. It's just simply not going to happen. There is no way. So Kyrie is saying to you guys, and listen, saying to everybody, Cleveland, make a commitment. Either tell me what's going to happen or what you're going to do, what your outline plan is if LeBron James leaves, to flip this team from a LeBron James-friendly team to a Kyrie-friendly team. Hey, LeBron, give me some type of committal as to what you're going to do so I can know what's happening. We know LeBron's not going to do that. It's reported that LeBron was caught off guard by this news. A little disappointed in this news. But hey, is that fair, really, when you stop and think about it? When LeBron left Miami, did he give anybody a heads up? Reports say even his best buddy, Dwayne Wade, didn't know that he was leaving. So there's a lot that's going on. And I'm, for one, not upset with Kyrie for letting them know what's up, letting them know that, hey, look, this is what I want down the line. This is what I want to do down the line. Tell me, you commit to me just like I want to commit to you. I committed to you for 5 years. You have a right to do different things. The best player in the world wanted to come here and play. We made the adjustment so that could happen. Well, you know what? Now it's my turn. And there's nothing wrong with that. I know the situation is different. I know all that. But I remember one of the greatest players in the world saying, I'll play on Pluto before I come back to L.A. And guess what? Won two more titles in L.A. once everything got going. So that's not saying for sure that he's going to leave Cleveland, but there are some assurances that need to happen for him to make him want to stay there. Now, I know Kyrie gave his list of players that, or excuse me, list of teams that he would want to go to. But I'm wondering, deep down, I'm wondering, are there other teams on that list that he may be willing to go to? Now, teams that would be fun to watch him go to would be, obviously, the Clippers, who have absolutely no assets to send back to Cleveland. I mean, technically, they could send Blake Griffin back, but they're not going to send the guy in a trade that they just signed to a long-term extension. That we know is not going to happen. And plus, I believe in the rules that they can't do that right now anyway, since he just signed without there being a whole bunch of crap that they have to change or do or what have you. Nobody's going to take back DeAndre Jordan in a trade for Kyrie Irving. I mean, I wouldn't trade Kevin Love for DeAndre Jordan. So I don't see anything like that happening. Teams he's obviously not going to go to. Houston just got Chris Paul. Portland, they've got Dame Lillard. Oklahoma City, need I say it? Of course, they have Russell Westbrook. And then there's a bunch of other teams that just drafted rookies like Los Angeles. They're not going to take him. They can't take him. Teams like Memphis, who signed Mike Conley to a lot of money, they can't take him. The only team in the West, and they will probably not do this, but I do believe Eric Bledsoe is represented by Rich Paul. And we all know the ties Rich Paul has to LeBron. Is there a deal that's out there possibly that Phoenix can put together that would include Eric Bledsoe and someone else to Cleveland? To bring Kyrie Irving to Phoenix, to a team that has a young star budding in Devin Booker, but is in need of a star, someone especially who is very good, who's won a title, who has that type of veteran leadership, even though they're only 25 years old. Is that a possibility? Now, seeing that I cover the Phoenix Suns, it would break my heart to see Eric Bledsoe leave, because you don't pick favors, but I think he's really one of the good guys on the team. I think he does a lot. I think his chemistry is good with the players that they have. And I would love to see Eric Bledsoe play in Phoenix his entire career. But is that something they could possibly swing and throw, I don't know, Brandon Knight in and see if Cleveland is possibly willing to take that deal? Who knows, huh? We shall see. But I'm very interested to see how this all works out. Very interested in seeing how all this works out. Because this came out of nowhere. On a dead basketball day, this drops today. And I don't blame Kyrie real quick for throwing New York and Miami in there. There should be more talent in the East. That would be a good thing. Plus, who doesn't want to play for Miami? Who doesn't want to be young and rich and live on South Beach? We'll touch on this more definitely on Courtside with PLR, definitely on thesportscave.com, and definitely on the Mother Show, on the Cave Show. Do want to touch on Derrick Rose a little bit? I was on the Cave Show the other day, or yesterday actually, with the one and only Ed Cole and Ed Smith. And Ed Cole and I have been texting back and forth. And I still feel that Derrick Rose going to certain teams don't make sense. Like, I don't think it's a good fit for him to necessarily sign in Cleveland if Kyrie Irving is still there. I know they need a ball handler off the bench. Hence, that's why Jose Calderon signed. That's what I was thinking. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they're going to hoard point guards. I know he met with the Lakers, playing behind Lonzo Ball with some veteran leadership. I don't know. I still think the best fit for Derrick Rose is to end up in San Antonio. I think he should make that call, or his agent should make that call to Popovich and say, look, I want to play here. I think he would be the perfect fit in San Antonio. There's not a bunch that would be asked of him. They just re-signed Patty Mills. We don't know what Tony Parker's situation is going to be. But I think he would fit. I think he would be a good addition to that team. The other place that he could possibly go to is come back to the Bulls, which I think would be a good fit. They traded for Chris Dunn. Chris Dunn had a real, real unimpressive rookie year. So why not? Why not bring him in to help the rookie get through, help the second-year point guard get through a very bad rookie year and teach him what it's not only going to be like to be a point guard, but to be a point guard in the city of Chicago. So why not? I think that would be an incredible fit for him coming back. But that's just my opinion on Derrick Rose. That's what I think he should do. Again, Derrick is going to do what's best for Derrick, and Derrick is all about that money, baby. Derrick is going to get in that situation where Derrick is going to get paid. Derrick is not going to go somewhere where Derrick is not going to get paid. He let y'all know that before he got up out of Chicago and went to New York. Derrick is about that money. This last segment is brought to you by Taziki's Pita Grill, located in Tempe, Arizona, right off Elliott and Priest. Listen, this is the best Mediterranean food in the Valley of the Sun, by far, not even close. Everything there is made fresh daily. None of that store-bought sauce and whatever. Their tzatziki sauce is made fresh every single day. You're not getting yesterday's tzatziki sauce. Made fresh every day. You can go in there for your lunch, for your dinner, for your brunch, for your pre-dinner, your post-dinner, whichever you like, let them know PLR sent you, and they will take 10% off. Also, say it's a little late. Say it's 12 o'clock. You're still hungry. Of course you're still hungry. People get hungry at 12 o'clock. You can still get food. Now, you can't enter on the Taziki Grill side, but just next door is the Hookah Lounge. Nara Hookah Lounge, connected to the Zeke's Pita Grill, kitchen still open. Go in there, enjoy a hookah smoke, and while you're there, order some food. You can still get it. Like I said, Zeke's Pita Grill located right there on Elliott and Priest in Tempe, right off the I-10. Okay, some other news and notes I want to get to really quick. Something you'll learn in life if you don't know already. Rich people with a little bit of power are the most petty people on earth. You got the Clippers, who are the – you would – if there's any team in the NBA that's petty, you'd know it would be the Clippers. Because all they do is complain. They complain about everything. They complain about fouls. They complain about calls. They complain about this. They complain about that. So you know at the end of the day, they're going to be petty. So now they're even pettier than they normally would be because Chris Paul left. You got Doc Rivers saying how now they can play the style of basketball that they want to play. Now they can get up and down the court. Now the ball will move more. Because we do know, as great as Chris Paul is, he pounds the hell out of the basketball. So there's your shot there. J.J. Redick He left for $24 million. Or is it 23? Either way, it's a lot of money to go play in Philadelphia for 1 year. And he said, well, it wasn't as much fun anymore. He wasn't having fun anymore. So he's gone. And now he takes his shots. Just petty. I like petty because petty is good to talk about. Petty is good to laugh at. Petty is what we're finding just about every NBA player to be. Petty. And I think it's a beautiful thing. Makes my job a whole lot easier. In other notes, John Wall signed his extension, 4 years, $170 million to stay in Washington. That's a whole lot of money. Good for him. Get that money if it's out there. John Wall to stay in Washington, 4 year extension, $170 million. Now, I know summertime, there's not hot stuff that will pop up like it did today consistently. So let me give you a little courtside with PLR schedule. We will be on every other week throughout the summer just in case there's something that's happening. If it's something that's big, we will do a special show. We'll let you know definitely on the Twitter. And, yes, I called it the Twitter, like I'm 70 years old, which I'm not. But we will let you know on Twitter or on our Facebook fan page. Everything that you can find for Courtside PL, with PLR, you're going to find under the Cave Show, or excuse me, the Sports Cave. So we will keep you up to date, but every other week we will be dropping some basketball news. One thing I did forget to update, the Suns did extend Ryan McDonough, the GM, and they also are going to make some changes. They brought champion James Jones to be one of the players, one of the assistant GM or of operations, who's going to be in charge of player personnel or assist with player personnel. So the Suns are making moves this offseason. In the summer, where a lot of people thought if the Suns did not do well, what does that mean for Ryan McDonough or head coach Earl Watson? Well, it looks like it's not going to mean too much considering they just extended Ryan McDonough. So we'll see where that takes us. Like I said, this is Courtside with PLR. And you can find out all the news about this show on the Twitter. I'm kidding. You can always go to the Sports Cave on Twitter, Instagram, and the Facebook fan page. You can also go to thesportscave.com. That's where our parent company, where we keep everything housed. And you can always get me directly at PLR on Sports. And remember, the most important thing, Cave is always with the K. So I appreciate you spending some Friday night with me. Anything pop up, we will definitely let you know for the best in basketball talk. So until next time, this has been your boy PLR. This is Courtside with PLR. Everyone take care. Have a great weekend.